Welcome to this week's Leader Guide for your life group. This resource is provided to help you prepare and effectively lead your group. For your convenience, you can also download a written version of this guide under Leader Tools at northcoastchurch.com/groups. So let's get started as we introduce this week's material.
Greetings, leaders, and welcome to the first meeting in the winter quarter of 2026. So, hey, so glad that you are with us. So glad that all that you do to help our people gather and be in community. Because in 2026, at the end of the year, next December, there are many people in your group and new people come into your group, they're going to go, if they have to look at what was one of the key things, it's going to be time in your group. As you, and if you set an environment where they can be listened to and everybody can be engaged, because that's why we say what makes a great meeting, hearing from everyone every time you meet and keeping God's word at the center. And if you do that, the Holy Spirit's going to work. You're going to see God's word dug into. You're going to see people real about questions and all of that. And that's what we're going to guide you through in this Leader's Guide every week. So, hey, and if you watch the video, if you saw the picture there also, Chris Geddes is going to be taking the lead on this Leader's Guide going forward. I'm starting out here with a few things. I'm going to hand it off to him in just a few minutes. But again, just excited what we're doing, and we could not be more thankful for you and your leadership. So, a couple things as we start the first night with a potluck with food, and it is so important. There's two great things that connect people, humor and food. Not all of us are funny, but all of us can provide food. And it's just a great time to get back together, reset vision together, and say, what's going on? So if you've got any new people, make sure they've been contacted. Make sure your group knows what's going on, who's bringing what to help make that go, and that you're prepping for your meeting. And as always, you know, this first meeting of the quarter, you're not going to have time to go over the questions. Again, Chris is going to take you through all of that. And then I'm going to come back with the whole life group covenant and or commitment and how to talk about that. Such a key piece there for you. So be checking that out. In-person groups, we are so glad what you're doing. It's so exciting. All the people around the country meeting in groups and what's happening there. Of course, make your meeting shorter. You know that. You don't want to go 2 hours. That's too long online. So be watching that. And again, watch those tips on that. And again, you know, the whole idea with politics, we just bring that up because, man, it's such a hot button out there. And again, we don't want that to be part. What we want to be part is, how does God want us to live no matter where we are and what we're doing? Such an important thing. A great message last weekend as Chris talked about and looking at Jesus' model of how he was a gatherer, not a scatterer. Such a great word picture, because that is when it comes to, as we're following Jesus, how we want to present Christ in whatever situation we are, and how do we help them gather and create a spot where we can be heard and live out that light. So great, great reminder there. Hey, too, real quick, a couple events coming up before we dive into this week's life group questions. One is A Night to Shine. It is a great event, and we're looking for many volunteers for that. It's an incredible thing. It's put on by the Tim Tebow Foundation. It's going to be on February 13th. So check out the details to be able to serve there. A great impact project that we're offering there. And then finally, Desert Rad is coming up January 23rd through 25th. If you've got guys that are into the machine stuff and have that into the desert, have them check that out. That's going to be a fun event also. Hey, I'm going to turn it over now to Chris Geddes, and he is going to take us through this week's Life Group Leader Helps.
Before we get into this week's guide, I wanted to remind you of something so important. You're leading because we believe in you. You've been invited into leadership because you are recognized for your ability to shepherd people and walk with others as they follow Jesus. In the weeks to come, my desire would be for you to see this as a tool designed to support the work that you're already doing. Now, with that foundation in place, let's take a look at how this week's guide is going to support you. Let's talk about the warm-up section. How you start your group really does matter. The warm-up isn't just a filler. It's really where safety and connection is found. What do I mean by that? If you have new people in your group, or if this is a brand new group, you'll want to take the time to help everyone to be known. simple introductions. How long they've been around, whether they've been in a group before, what they enjoy, will go a long way in helping people to feel like they belong. The question this week help people reflect on where they've been and where they're headed. So make sure to slow down for the question about why they're in a life group this quarter. When everyone shares, it creates shared ownership, especially important for brand new groups. As a leader, your job here is very simple. It's just make sure that everyone has a voice and everyone is heard, especially for that warm-up section. Know it. As you move into the scripture, you got to remember it. You don't need to have all the answers. This week, the guide is going to help your group in two specific moments where Jesus has asked for a sign. Invite them to notice the motive. What's behind the question? Why does Jesus respond differently? You might also ask, like, why do they notice, or what do they notice about the heart behind the request? And if the group wrestles a little bit, that's okay. That wrestling is healthy. When the conversation turns to doing the will of God, help your group to bring that conversation back down to earth. What I mean is, God's will isn't a mystery. We don't have to guess about it. God's word is in the scripture. And so Romans 12 reminds us of that, and specifically that the surrender leads to clarity. So trust the Holy Spirit. Trust the Holy Spirit to meet you in your group as you guys are reading and engaging the text. In the share it section, this is where you are going to be really needed. This is where you're going to support your group as a leader, because they're going to start sharing personal stories. And there could be moments where there could be some doubt. There could be moments where they are uncertain about things. And so it's going to be important for you to listen, affirm, and protect the space. Don't feel pressure to fix anything. Just be attentive to care for people. As you shift into the live it section, you'll want to help your group name what surrender really looks like in everyday life. Surrender can easily be a word that many people have different definitions of what that looks like. It could be what we call a stained glass word for those who've been following Jesus for a while. We want to make sure that we don't get to that place as a group. So as you're leading through this question, you want to make sure that you are encouraging them. You are stressing, emphasizing ordinary obedience and faithfulness in the daily moments, because that's where Jesus is going to meet us. And that's where we start to see change really happen. So to be able to protect that time, if you guys get to the live it section, is going to be so important.
Hey, thanks, Chris. Again, just like Chris was saying, this key question, like, what do you want to get out of your group time this next quarter, is just such a great gathering point for your group. And so here's what you say here is you go like, hey, thanks, man, so much for sharing that. Here's how we're going to be able to accomplish this. And just a reminder, and again, leaders, if your group's been meeting a long time forever, I do this with my group quarter after quarter, and it is so important because people are like, okay, yeah, that's what we're about. So hey, there's the what we call the four S's. We're here to share our lives together. And what's going on? We want to hear about that. We want to study. We want to dive into God's word. That's why doing the questions ahead of time and being part of our discussions are such a key part. But also, leaders know that's not the only part. This isn't just a Bible study. It's more than that. Also, support, being able to show support with one another. That's the whole idea is when you're sharing life is we're going to be able to care for you and pray for you. And then serve. I mean, as followers of Jesus, we're called to serve. And like, we want to be serving in the sense of not just something we sign up for, which is that's good and important too. That's an important part of our church. But just how we live our lives as believers, as followers of Jesus, showing that love and care that Jesus shows us. You guys, you with me on that? Does that make sense? And everybody kind of shakes their head, yes. And then you get into what we would call these five marks of a healthy group. Number one is we want to make spiritual growth our number one priority. That's why we're here. We want to see how is God trying to grow us. That's why I just said, again, talking to the leaders about, or there were people about that. And if we ever get on a tangent, then I might need to, you know, help us bring us back onto a point. It's okay at times, but we got to make sure we're staying focused. And again, I say, you guys understand that with it. And leaders, this gives you the opportunity to make sure you can hear from everybody every time you meet. Such an important piece. Number two is accept one another. We have all different views on things, different tastes, different ways we parent, so many different things. And we're not here to say this is the one way, but we want to be able to accept one another for those differences in the midst of it. Number three is we want to take care for one another. That's what we shared with the whole support idea. That's, if you've got something going on, let us know. We can care for you. And then number four is, and leaders, again, this is where we focus more. And usually your groups all need some extra reminders on this. If you really want to be hearing from everybody every time you meet, is treat each other with respect. So what does that mean? Listening to one another. If one's talking, let's all listen. I know when I talk to my group about this, hey, I know this happens at times, but we never purposely don't pay attention to people. But we need to do that. And again, we want to make sure we're listening. We never know when someone is getting ready to bring something up. And it's a safe environment to do that. That is what we want to be creating there. The next thing is our goal is to listen, not give advice. There's nothing worse than sharing something difficult going on in your life and all of a sudden a bunch of words of advice. Well, here's what you need to do, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, wait a minute, you're shutting them down. Like, here's how you need to parent, or here's how you need to be this. The key is asking questions, which we train you on. It's like, hey, you want some feedback on that? You want prayer? What do you want to do with that? And so again, you're opening that, showing that respect. That creates safety. Because if you start doing that, it's going to shut people down to be able to share or get on the judger wagon. Such a direction you don't want to go. Also, this one, some of us have the gift of gab, also known as a dominator or over talker. Be careful, as I, as a leader, might have to help us with this. Every group's got one. Leaders, if you don't know who it is, it's you. You got to be careful of that. We have to be careful of that. Again, we have people leave groups time and again because they don't get engaged in their group. And this, leaders, is such a key piece there. Be careful of gossip prayers. For example, we need to pray for this person because they are a blank, blank, or whatever it is, because they're going, and the reason they'll do it in prayer is because then it's at least for something good. And what we have to be careful with this. And again, gossip is a sin that lines up with every other biggie. And it's oftentimes not seen as that. And if you don't deal with it, then suddenly your group is no longer a safe place. So such an important there. No put downs. I can joke with my friends like crazy, but I'd be really careful with sarcasm and that in the group. And then what's here is said stays here. Now, we never promise confidentiality. What I'm saying is you don't want all your stuff in your life group going everywhere all the time. And here's why we don't promise confidentiality. It's because we never know what someone's going to share with us. And that you as a leader may need to move on that and break that confidence. If you do, you might need to break that confidentiality. Again, we say, hey, we're going to keep it here. Again, we may need to go get help on something. That's the only reason we say that. When I have someone come to me and say, will you? And I'm like, hey, I don't know what you mean by that. And I go, I think you can trust me. The only reason I'm saying is, I don't know what you're telling me. And people almost always do that, or they're not ready to be able to do that. And then keeping our commitments. Every week we're building our relationships. Something's happening. The Spirit is moving within our groups and building our relationships. So your attendance is important. Make sure you let me know. And then we lean in and go, hey, you with me on that? And people are just saying, they're going to be, because this is what people want and how to connect or not. And if they don't, your group is not going to be safe and necessarily be a place where people are going to want to be. And then finally, hey, here's when we're going to arrive. This is when we're going to start. Those are important things. Don't continue to move the time you're going to start when people are being late. You got to start on time. I know usually our first half hour is desserts, mingling together, and then we get started around 7:30. And I try to wrap up by 8:30 or so in those discussions and then move into a smaller group time if possible. If we've got time, I mix that up a little bit. And Chris will coach you through that as we go. Hey, our groups are for adults. That's such an important piece. So we want to have adult conversations and a part and parse there. And then, again, just to reiterate, hey, our time, make sure you get some time in there. Even if it's 10 minutes to prep there and look through those, we can participate so much better. We also want to pray for one another. And now, leaders, long prayers scare people away. There is nothing more righteous about a long prayer. In fact, then it's no longer a group prayer. We'll talk about that in the second week, going over that. Again, there are questions and attendance. We want you to be here. And you know, if you can't make it, please let us know, because we want to be able to pray for you on that. Desserts, hey people, we've already talked about food. It's always good to have there. And then make sure you work at getting a social with your group and or service project. Night to Shine is one of them we just talked about. And those are just so key. And oftentimes we do that in the night or the time that we're meeting because people are already. So yeah, you take that week off and you go do that. Because we're not just doing Bible study. We're gathering together as followers of Jesus to encourage one another, to keep God's word at the middle, but to encourage one another on. And that looks a lot of different ways. Leaders, thanks again. Have an incredible first night or day with your life group, and know that God is at work and moving through you and in your group.